You're listening to SBS News.
After years of stasis, for the second consecutive month, the Reserve Bank has cut the interest rate by a 0.25% basis point to 1%. AMP Capital Chief Economist Shane Oliver says it's a record low.
I think this is extremely significant. We've never seen 1% official interest rates in Australia. It's also going to be a new record low for mortgage rates and deposit rates.
Referring to global trade uncertainty and low wage growth, a statement from RBA Governor Dr. Philip Lowe said the decision will assist with faster progress in reducing unemployment and making more assured progress towards the inflation target. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says he expects the cut to be passed on in full by lenders.
We would expect that the banks would pass on in full reductions in sustained reductions in their funding costs.
Opposition Treasurer Jim Chalmers says the government is letting the Reserve Bank do all the work on the economy.
Two rate cuts in 2 months absolutely torpedo this Liberal government's economic credibility.
Last month's interest rate cut was the first since August 2016 and saw the official cash rate slashed to 1.25%. This new low of 1% may not last long. Some experts, like Shane Oliver, expect another cut in November.
The reason is that I don't see growth being strong enough to get unemployment down to satisfy the Reserve Bank. Consequently, I think they're going to have to cut interest rates further.
A turnaround in the pivotal Sydney and Melbourne property markets has seen house prices increase for the first time since 2017. But first home buyers appear better off after the rate cut. If passed on in full, real estate agent Jason Ballow says Australian mortgage holders could save hundreds of dollars a month.
I think it's incredible. I think it's great for first home buyers. I think there's going to be a lot more buyers coming into the market. I think banks are going to allow them to, or they're going to certainly give them more money so that they can purchase properties. They'll be able to service greater debt. It's just good for everybody.
Sydney-based self-funded retirees Gillian and John aren't as happy about the change. Gillian says the cut means even slimmer earnings from the term deposits they rely upon.
But every drop in the interest rate means a drop in our income. At our age, to start dabbling in shares, it's not very wise.
For now, it means Australians are navigating their financial situation one rate cut at a time. Hannah Sinclair, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.